This is our Georgia Health News weekly segment. I'm Victoria Knight.
And I'm Andy Miller.
Today, Andy, we're discussing the uncertain future of the insurance exchange market here in Georgia. The exchange market was set up under the Affordable Care Act to allow people to buy individual coverage for themselves or their families. But right now, there's a lot of uncertainty around this market, especially in regards to whether the federal government will be giving subsidies to insurance companies to allow them to reduce the cost for their customers. This is because President Trump and Congress haven't really been clear on the future of the Affordable Care Act or the insurance exchange market. So first off, can you explain to us what exactly Trump has said about subsidies?
Well, the president has talked about perhaps ending these subsidies and calling them bailouts to the insurance industry. But in fact, these subsidies go to the insurance companies who then pass them through to consumers in the form of lower deductibles and lower out-of-pocket costs. Many consumers in the exchange benefit from these, and it's really unclear what the future of these subsidies is. My guess is next year the Congress will really have to face up to this issue of really putting some certainty in the insurance markets, because insurers really crave and need risk to be manageable. They don't like uncertainty. And with the future of the subsidies up in the air seemingly every month, creates a lot of uncertainty, and insurers react by raising premiums in order to kind of cover future possibilities of higher costs.
Right. So you just mentioned increasing premium rates. So a lot of insurance companies here in Georgia have proposed that. Can you tell us what those increases are that the companies are proposing?
Well, there are four insurance companies that are on Georgia's exchange. And remember, the exchange is for people who don't get job-based coverage or don't get government coverage. And what's going on is that the four insurance companies are raising their premiums in pretty dramatic ways in order to cover this uncertainty that we just referred to. The lowest of these premium increases year to year is 30%, and they go all the way up into the 50% range. And as a consequence, there are going to be some insurance coverage in the exchange that is going to really have a sticker shock to it.
So open enrollment is just around the corner. It starts on November 1st and ends December 15th. Is there any indication that we're going to hear something more definitive about these subsidies this year, or do you think it's going to be next year, like you mentioned earlier?
You know, there's so much uncertainty, Victoria, over this whole process. First of all, the Trump administration has slashed the funding for marketing and enrollment activities for the exchange. They've also shortened the open enrollment period substantially. And we talked about the uncertainty about the insurer subsidies going on, and the administration has also talked about not enforcing the tax penalty for people who don't get insurance. And so we don't know how this is all going to shake out. My guess is it's going to lead to fewer people getting insurance in the exchange, and as a consequence, there'll be more people who have no insurance next year.
All right, Andy. Well, I think that wraps it up for this week. Thanks for talking with me.
Thanks for having me.
That's Andy Miller with Georgia Health News. I'm Victoria Knight with the WUGA Health Desk. Any opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of WUGA FM.